Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Hutton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Underwood. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Howell moves to second. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Howell moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. Carty moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carty scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Hutton moves to second. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Jim Crawford now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Baylor throws the ball into Ashby, who tags Parrish, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Howell reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay misplays the ball. That's an error on McKay. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Staub strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Thompson reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez pinch hits for Tom Hutton. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay bunts towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Velez moves to third. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Velez scores. Cerrone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Blue Jays. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Otto Velez now playing right field. Rick Cerrone now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Staub reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. one out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball towards center. Baylor catches it and throws to home to double up Staub. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 6, Blue Jays, 6. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Tigers. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 9-6, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub scores. Thompson moves to third. Stanley moves to second. It's 10-6, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to third. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-6, Tigers. Steve Foucault now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Parrish settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Howell reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive towards second. Whitaker catches it and steps on second to double up Howell. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Velez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Toronto Blue Jays, 8. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.